Blog Talk Radio.
Paging Dr. Wright. Dr. Wright, call your office. Dr. Wright, call your office.
Right here is the Dopeness Interview Series. We are live. I'm your boy, Babyface Monster. And tonight we got a special guest, Lyrical from Dallas. Hey, Lyrical, you there?
What's up? What's up?
What's going on, girl?
I'm here. I'm live. I'm checking you out. I hear y'all playing at Asylum.
Yep. You already know. All right, so for those who don't know, and, you know, we just introducing Lyrical to y'all, she's the first femc, female artist from Dallas, Texas, to place national airplay, charts top 50, top 200, so it's real big. So it's really an honor to have you tonight.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate y'all having me. That's the title that I keep dear to me, because I didn't know it until after the charts hit. To be able to know that was done on the independent charts, I'm really, really honored y'all have me here.
Man, and it looked like you bubbling with the new single too, huh?
Yeah, it's doing some things. It's doing some things. The video is live right now. You know what I'm saying? I still got a deluxe video that's coming out too. And so the video is doing some things right now. I've got a little bit over 8,000 views, so I'm just trying to keep it going.
Whoa. How'd you come up with that concept for Asylum? That's kind of diabolical right there.
I was in the studio, and Mr. Lauren was playing that beat, and I was like, that sounded like some crazy shit, you know, like some angry, you know, and I just had to go to a place that I feel like everybody is at sometimes. You know, people think we crazy, but it's really just the way of life, man. People got folks cheating on them. People got folks robbing them. They're trying to work hard and all this stuff is going on. You know, it'll make you go a little insane sometimes. And so,
right, you know,
just based off of that and especially being a woman, you know, people feel like you got to be a certain way. You know, you gotta represent a certain class and all this type of stuff. And so thinking of Harley Quinn from Joker and stuff like that, you know, how she had the flip-flop. That's you know, that came to my mind and just had a little fun with it. That's all.
That was a very nice job.
Basically,
for people who haven't seen it yet, definitely need to go and check out the video. It's really going to blow your mind how Lyrical is just flipping back and forth from nice to evil, evil to nice. You know, she wakes up and locked in a sane asylum in a straitjacket. She is being interviewed by herself, who is like the nice doctor.
That's an alter ego.
Acting special. Right. Playing the Harley Quinn thing. And just basically telling the story. Telling the story of how she caught a man doing some dirt and went upside his head, chased the girl down, you know, hate her job, blew up the building. Just insane. And done lyrically so perfect. So,
thank you.
Yeah, definitely check
thank
that
you.
Out. Check that out, y'all. Word. So, what's the album? You got an album? Is that like a single off the album or something?
No, that's just a single. I am currently working on an album right now. I'm working with Mr. Lawn Records. We're working on our sophomore album. I actually released the album with Sony back in 2012 called Adjective of Poetry. And so this will be my second album that I'm working on right now.
Okay, so,
this will be the self-acclaimed. This will be called The Goddaughter of Hip Hop.
The Goddaughter of Hip Hop. Yeah, that's one thing I wanted to ask you about, The Goddaughter of Hip Hop. But how'd you get that title?
Well, you know, when I think about the real MCs and you know, MC Light, you got Queen, you got all these people, you got Lauryn Hill, all of these people that were real inspirations of true hip hop and the meaning of it and being able to encourage our people as a whole, you know, I feel like that's something that we're losing in today's music, especially with the females. You know, it's all about ass and how good you look and, you know, everybody that's a stripper is rapping now. So it's a lot of going on, and I feel like it's kind of like a race, you know, and in order for us to win, you know what I'm saying, you got to pass the torch. So I feel like all of those real from season pass the torch, and it's my job to keep hip-hop alive, and that's how I came up with the goddaughter. You know, when you got kids, you get them a godparent, a godfather, a godmother, somebody that's going to protect them in case you leave, in case you gone. You know, so I feel like I'm the goddaughter of hip-hop. I'm the one that needs to come in and protect it once they gone and once they stop, once they retire and stuff like that.
So you're real big on the legacy of hip-hop and women who came through that struggle.
Right.
Who's your favorite as far as, like, inspiration, old school MC?
My favorite, I have to say, Queen Latifah. I have a couple of them, but I would have to say...
T-Y.
Yes, that's one of my favorites. I want to redo that. But I have to say Queen Latifah and MC Light will probably be my most favorite. But as far as
Word.
Old school, you know,
two dope MCs.
Yeah, Lauryn Hill is like out of this world. A lot of people say, you know, she's not a rapper, she's not a hip hop artist. Man, Lauryn Hill's an artist. Like that's what she is, period. Whether she's singing, whether she's a lyricist, and that's why I respect her. She come with a message at all times. So that's never gonna get old. That's classic.
This is true. As far as your style, it's very unique, and I was actually surprised to hear that you was from Dallas. Actually, it was more reminiscent of like my hometown, Chicago.
Really?
Yeah. Like Twista, like, you know, that era, like Twista, like Psychodrama, Nuisance.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Brat even. She could spit like real fast.
Oh yeah, the Brat is an honor. That's one of my favorite. A lot of people always say I sound like Mia X. That's also one of my favorites. You know, I don't know, you know, I don't think I would categorize myself as having a style. I just, you know, I just speak whatever comes to. You know, I got a lot of songs that's just from the heart. That's a lot of songs that's just, you know, lyrical. You know what I'm saying? Like the name, but it's just, I spit whatever I feel, you know, and I just try to be true to myself and my own energy. I don't try to be like nobody else and you know, try to keep up with the latest fad and stuff like that because that stuff expires.
Right. Okay. As far as like what's going on in today's pop culture, would you do a reality show if you were asked to be on like Love and Hip Hop Dallas? Would that be something you would entertain?
I would have to think about that. I mean,
hella promotion.
I'm not. I would have to think about that. It is hella promotion, but see. One thing I don't want, because it's happening with a lot of the females that's getting on these shows, I don't want to be introduced to the world as a reality star. It takes away from your music, and it takes away from the message that I'm trying to promote. So it's like, you know, you got all these people on these shows, and, you know, I watch them sometimes, they entertaining, you know, but I don't go listen to their music. I don't pull up none of their music. I don't even know none of the songs they got. I see them on TV,
like
that's it.
Like,
you know what I'm saying?
She's mad entertaining, though.
She, man, I could watch her all day. She's one of my favorite ones to watch on the show. You know what I'm saying? But I can't say that I go on there and listen to one of her tracks.
Like, but what song she made, though?
You know, it's like, I'm going to be real, you know? So I would be careful with that. I don't want to be portrayed as this person that's messy and people don't know who you is, and then you drop a track. You got all these followers, but ain't nobody buying your music. And if they are, they keep what they're saying.
There are pros and cons, but at the same time, when they actually listen to your music, they'll get it, I think.
Yeah.
I think once they hear you, like, whoa, that's her? Like, what? You know?
That's true. The music got to speak for itself, and I think you'll gain respect. That's why I say I would have to think about it. I don't think I would just be like, nah. You know, I think if it presented itself in the right type of environment, and I felt like I can use that as a stepping stone to inspire other people, then yeah, I do. I would do it for sure.
There you have it. So we got this other song. We got Clock In that we're gonna do the outro to.
Clock In was actually that song that got me on the chart. For the first time, see that was me and my bro, the Prodigy. Yeah, he's also an artist on Mr. Lauren Records, and we dropped that song, and that's the song that got us on the charts.
Okay. So we definitely gonna get into that. But tell everybody what's going on next. You know, how to get at you, how to follow the movement, and just what we need to be looking at for.
Well, definitely, you know, like I say, we got the album coming up. The Goddaughter of Hip Hop. Y'all can go to my website, www.thegoddaughter.com. You can hit me at Twitter or on IG at It's Lyrical Bitch with a Y. You know, you can always hit me up. That's Mr. Lauren Records. You can Google me, you'll find it. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole bunch of ways to keep in contact. Any booking and stuff like that, you can hit up info@thegoddaughter.com.
info@thegoddaughter.com, and that's the website also. Goddaughter. Is it goddaughter.com?
Yeah, goddaughter.com.
If you want to check out that new video, definitely go to shotbangers.com. You know, it's exploding on there already. We didn't pump it. But what's going on next, though? Like, what's next up? What's going on with 2016 for the Goddaughter of Hip Hop?
Right now, I'm touring right now. I've been in Atlanta. I just came back from New York. A couple of weeks ago, so I got some more shows. I'm heading down to Houston next, and I'm just lining up some more stops, some more different cities along the way for the year 2016. So I'm on the Asylum tour right now, so I'm working on.
Oh, word. If you ever want to come up to the show, just let me know.
Yeah, I got to come down. I got to come up there. I got some people going down.
You got something that's called Six Sundays that you'll be perfect for.
Man, I gotta come through that. I actually stopped through there when I was leaving New York. I stopped in Chicago, but I couldn't stay. But I stopped through there, so I'm gonna have to come through that.
Come on back. Come on home.
It can't
y'all.
Be cold, though.
Yeah.
You know, I'm from Texas. I got to add the heat.
Are you going to wait until the springtime when it's nice? Huh? Okay. I see how you do. Anyway, I appreciate you coming on out, you know, messing with
Thank
the Dopeness interview series. Definitely going to keep in touch with you. Go ahead and introduce this clock in so we can go ahead and get out of here.
Y'all, thank you so much for having me. Y'all check out one of my singles, Clocked In, featuring Hope the Prodigy. This is Miss Lauren Rex, girl, lyrical, the godmother of hip-hop, and I'm out.
Well, check us next time on the Dopeness interview series. Next time.
Don't never chill. Nah. Travel look over for my time, and knowing me, I probably will.